Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So what is it that's going on in your life right now that you need to talk with me about? Whether it's how to raise your kid or how to talk to your kid or having nothing to do with your kid whatsoever. We have about 50 minutes left together. So whatever it is that's on your mind is what interests us and will help us focus around here. So all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right, so let's go to Facebook and see. I guess the question was alternative ways of disciplining your child. Is that how we put it up there?
Yeah, just basically I said, how do you discipline your child and what's the best way to do it?
Okay.
Haven't gotten a whole lot of comments yet, but let's see. This one says, I don't watch a whole lot of TV, so I wasn't sure the reason the football player hit his child with the switch. But listening to your show, I now know that it was discipline for him hitting his younger brother.
It's not clear whether he hit him or just shoved him.
Right. Actually, to be honest with you, what I had read is he shoved him off some game. So, yeah. She says, seems like
kind of like hold that line.
Right. She says, seems like kind of a backwards way to teach your kid not to hit by hitting them, which, which is what we were saying before. Yeah, exactly. Tracy here says, she kind of takes the opposite stance. She says, it teaches them, do you like to be hit? Do you know how it feels? Then why would you do it to someone else? And I've heard other people say that. What's your answer to that?
But the issue is, let me be honest with you. It's one of the things that I've always said about pica, which is a kid at two becomes very orally fixated. And so what they do is they tend to bite.
Okay.
And my response, a two-year-old is a very young creature. And so if you sort of explain to somebody, it just doesn't work. On the other hand, if you say, this is biting, this is what hurts, and you don't, you don't get to the bone, you don't draw blood, you just sort of show that doesn't feel very good. And that it's a limited kind of thing, and I think it really does give the kid the idea of what's going on. And in this particular case, I think saying to a four-year-old, would you like me to push you off? Because it doesn't feel very good. And just because you're bigger than your brother doesn't mean that you can push him off. Or even saying, why did you push your brother off? I mean, something other than, I think that there is a huge disconnect between a four-year-old sort of feeling like he should push his brother off a seat because he wanted to play the game and being whipped by a switch with enough harm done that a doctor took pictures of it. I think those are significantly different events.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
And I'm not suggesting by any stretch of the imagination that the father should have ignored it. And certainly a better way of doing this is saying, I'll tell you what, if you're going to push your brother, you can't play on that machine for the next 3 hours or something.
Right.
That if your brother is playing when you want to play, what you can say is you can bribe him because he loves you dearly. He'll do anything you want. But you can't shove him. And if you shove him, then you can't play on it. He gets to play on it. Because the point is, saying to a kid, well, it hurts to shove, and then sort of upping the ante, I mean, it seems to me that there is a huge disconnect about the punishment fitting the crime, and it doesn't fit at all. That a four-year-old pushing a two-year-old is not okay. Certainly not uncommon, but not okay. But having a large father smack him with a switch, where's the connect there? Where is the, this hurts. I mean, the four-year-old didn't hit his brother with a stick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like when people say to me that they had an internet affair. And I'm saying, what does that mean? They typed. If you equate an affair where body fluids are exchanged and typing, what's going to stop somebody from hitting a motel? If, in fact, the penalty is exactly the same for both, why not do the bigger one? If you're going to get smacked with a his switch for being aggressive to your brother, why not take a frying pan to his head? I mean, because that's going to be the logic sooner or later. If I'm going to be punished for minor things, why not do something major?
Right.
And certainly, I mean, we know that sibling rivalry is a real event. I mean, it's from biblical times. You know, Cain and Abel. You know, Esau and Jacob. I mean, we know that. It's not unusual. If it's in the Bible, it's literally as old as human history. But there are better ways of dealing with it than smacking somebody or selling somebody into slavery for that matter. Or slaying somebody. I mean, there are better ways of dealing with it. And hopefully, as a species, we're trying to be a little bit more enlightened than that. Okay.
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, that's the goal, right, is to kind of move, you know, like we were talking about yesterday, a lot of people have said, well, this happened to me, but, you know, this still doesn't make it right.
No,
we're,
it doesn't.
We're trying to move on
and
from that.
All I learned from being hit was that, and I would, you know, my response to it, which I'm not sure speaks greatly to me, is that I would laugh because I figured I'm not going to give whomever's smacking me,
the
you know, the pleasure of knowing that I was hurt. Satisfaction, yeah. And it was, so it didn't, you know, I mean, all it, and of course the parent would get madder and madder. So.
Yeah, it's like a vicious cycle, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't get you any place.
Yep. All right, so let's see. We also have, okay. Well, I'm hoping that Pietro is being silly here, but he says a long, sturdy switch. And who knows? Maybe he...
Well, maybe he's not.
Yeah, maybe he's not. And I hope he is, but, you know, I guess obviously we found out that a lot of people do use that
Well,
that
I mean, my thing is always that you don't, you know, that you don't hit with anything in your hand. You know, that's just part of the rule. That, you know, that kids, you don't throw things because you can't control them after it, you know, it leaves your hand, and you don't hit with anything in your hand. I mean, that was certainly the restriction in our family, and there were lots of us. And, I mean, one of the problems about being the older is if you hit a younger kid, I mean, they could do whatever they want. If you slugged them back, you were in serious trouble. Because, and the explanation was, you're older, you should be wiser, you should have better ways of dealing with it. Probably, but, you know, I'm a kid. So.
Right.
Oh, no.
Maybe we should have Barbara weigh in. She wants to talk about this subject here.
Fair enough. All right, 855. Oops, I just lost. I can't find her. Wait a minute. I will get her there. Wait just a second.
All right.
My computer said, Barbara, where are you? But I'm getting her back.
Okay.
Barbara, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Okay, I've been listening to you try to find me. First of all, I hope the two of you get better very soon. And maybe it's been the move and all the stress that Scott thinks is going.
Yeah, thanks, Barb. You're kind of emotional chicken soup.
Yeah, I'm trying to be. I'm trying to send it your way. Indeed.
Thank you.
So you get a good night's rest, and I'm sure you'll feel better tomorrow.
I think you're right.
I just have a couple of things about this punishment issue. I'm a retired attorney and a retired social worker, and every so often those two careers would collide with something in the family court system. And the one thing that I am not at all and will never be a proponent of any form of corporal punishment, and here's the reason why. I often found after the facts finally came out, and it took a long time, I don't still think we know everything about the situation in Texas. There's a lot more to that story. But when you finally get all the facts to come out, what we seem to learn was that too much of this corporal punishment or even yelling, which I think is emotionally abusing to children, it's done when a parent is angry.
Yep.
And I used to speak to my clients or both sides, because the judge might have me address them, and say, hey, folks, Number one, I wish you would stop the corporal punishment because there are so many better and more
Barbara, let me stop you just at this moment because we need to take a break, and let's come back and pick it up with there are so much better ways to do it and the issue about anger, because I think they're both incredibly relevant. 855-99-DR-JOY. Back with Barbara in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I'm here to help and here also to discuss and the issue about the latest issue, Adrian Peterson, and hitting his four-year-old with a switch to the extent that ended up going to the doctor and having pictures taken. It's the latest in the NFL. You know, how do we convince these guys to be aggressive on the field and not aggressive to their loved ones off the field? And Barbara's called, who has got an interesting job description in that she's both a lawyer and a social worker. And she's saying, basically, when parents punish their kid, that they're quite often angry, and angry people are tend to be out of control. Although my argument's always been that in some ways being cold-blooded about it is almost as awful, which is why I think corporal punishment really has no position, because when you're angry, you get the adrenaline going, and we hear people all the time saying, I didn't know my own strength. And when it comes to an adult whacking on a kid, that's a very dangerous phenomenon.
Absolutely. And can you imagine just the size of a three-year-old and the size of a six-foot-two man? Just even the size difference is horrifying.
Yep.
Horrifying. Whether that's your loving daddy or not, that's a big size difference. But what I would do in a court is first tell the parents, number one, do you have a list of rules in your home so the kids know what is not allowed? At work, if you were punished for something that was not on your job description, you would have every right to fight that and say, hey, I didn't know that that was part of my duties. It's the same thing with kids. They have to know what is acceptable behavior, and they have to know then what are the consequences for disobeying, and those consequences are going to change as the child gets older. We can't have a 12-year-old in timeout, and we can't be taking away huge privileges from a three-year-old. It doesn't make sense. I always sort of guesstimated about 18 months to 4 years of age, do the timeout 1 minute per year of age, and they may not want to sit there, and you may have to put them back sitting 20, 40 times. But trust me, when you do it once, and if it takes 3 hours, you probably won't have to do it again. They're going to get that message. Then from 5 to 18, I think taking away privileges, allowance, activities, whatever. But the most important thing is that children more and more live in two different homes. And those rules, those expectations, those consequences have to be the same in each home. So parents are going to have to put on their big girl and big boy pants and come together so that it's not Disneyland mommy and daddy hurts me and this kind of. No, it should be a clear expectation in both homes. That's only fair for the child. And most important, parents have to be consistent. If it isn't proper to take away your little sister's ball on Monday, it is not permissible on Tuesday either. When you switch back and forth, no wonder the kid is not going to know what to do, because maybe today I get to do it. No, we don't play that game.
Well, and I think kids will certainly try. Let me respond to some things you've said.
Sure.
I certainly agree with the third thing, that I think a parent needs to be consistent. I'm not sure. I think, as you know, that negotiating parental discipline with partners who don't live under the same roof anymore is tricky. And so my deal has always been, I'm the one without the facial hair. This is the rules of my house. Deal with your dad about the rules in his house, you know, and I think kids get that. Kids get that they act differently in school, that different teachers will require different things of them than one set of grandparents. So I think the best of all possible worlds, the parents would certainly be able to negotiate. But as you know, adult discipline their kids turns out to be one of the major conflicts in a relationship. So, you know, in a perfect world, I would agree with you. I think in an imperfect world, all it has to do is, for, as you say, is for the kid to be aware that different rules, different places. And I love the idea of putting the rules on the refrigerator. I also, as I said, you know, having evolved a thing that basically that that whatever, you know, that saying to a kid, especially, I mean, even really starting at 18 months, saying to a kid, you know, what did you do wrong and what do you think the appropriate punishment is a great insight into the kid. And then it's really moving them along that road of taking responsibility for their behavior. They tell you what they did wrong. They tell you what they think an appropriate punishment is. And every kid is going to say, well, I don't know. But the problem about parental discipline is if it's too harsh, the kid, essentially you've just made the kid a terrorist of saying, this is not fair, and if it's not fair, it doesn't make any difference what I do. If it's too lenient, the kid can say, well, mom and dad are idiots that, you know, they let me get away with this. So I think saying to the kid, really at any age, what do you think an appropriate punishment is, will give you, and it doesn't mean you have to go along with it. I mean, when you just whacked your sister, and they said, well, I think I should be able to watch 2 hours of television, you could say, no, that's not the deal. You said you want me to treat you, you know, you want me to respect you. That's not respecting me. So, but I basically think you're right. That whole issue about anger and big people hitting little people is a really scary one. It's why, as we've talked about, it's against the law. You can go to jail for hitting your kid in Sweden with exactly the same issue that adrenaline is a serious chemical, and when you're angry and your kid is littler than you are, and if your kid's bigger, you're running a whole different kind of gamut of risk. When your kid gets bigger than you are and you've taught them that big people hit little people, sooner or later you're very likely going to get decked. And that's not a good thing either.
No, it's not. No. I guess maybe in closing I would just say that we certainly have to discipline a child.
Yep.
Very soon after the bad behavior, so that they connect it. But sometimes mom or dad needs to take some breaths for about 15 seconds.
Well, remember our moms used to say, you know, count to 10, and I think that's a good idea.
Yep. Yeah. I think there's something to that, just to get everybody calm, because that's what I think things can get very violent very fast.
Yep, I agree with you. Barbara, thanks a bunch for your call. Which were you first? Were you the lawyer first and the social worker, or were you social worker first and then became the lawyer?
I was actually a lawyer first and then got the social worker degree and licensure.
You walked away from the dark side, huh? That was a little joke there.
Well, I wanted to sort of combine them.
Yep.
And I saw that so much of my law, it would have been nice to have that mental health aspect, and so I went ahead and got it.
Well, good for you. Barbara, thanks for sharing. I think you've given some people some things to think about. Thank you, ma'am.
You're so kind. You folks get some rest and get better.
Okay, thanks for the chicken soup. Emotional chicken soup.
There you go. Thank you.
You're welcome. RJ, the site is called seniorpeoplemeet.com, but all you have to do is Google any, say, dating site for over 50. All right? So you can, there are bunches of them, but this is either, I think there's one called Our Time, there's one called seniorpeople.com. All righty? 855-99 Dr. Joy. RJ is my 85-year-old with all of his own hair, all of his own teeth, his own car, and he could drive at night. It's going to be a catnip. 855. I know, people just want, could I have his name? Or his number? 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, so I thought we'd talk partially because of Barbara's call. It's an interesting combination, isn't it? A social work and law.
That is. Yeah, you're getting both dynamics there for sure.
Indeed. All right, so let's, since I think discipline, you know, it's one of those issues, I think the whole point is that obviously kids need boundaries and they need discipline and they need to know what's okay and what's not okay. And as you can hear, I didn't completely agree with Barbara in that the same different households should have same rules, because I think that's just unlikely to occur when there's any kind of hostility between the parents. And even when you're living under the same roof, I think kids know who, I certainly did growing up. My parents were together all of my growing up, of who you would go to when you wanted one kind of answer and who do you go to when if you wanted the other. So I don't think there's anything unusual about that. It's just that here are my rules. You negotiate your own rules with the other parent. And I think that that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. And kids get it.
Yeah, that's just it. Let's see here. We've got Paul, and I'm not sure if I'm following Paul, but he says he treats it with more light than heat. So I guess just he's saying maybe a gentler approach.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think when in doubt, you know, less is more. That and I think that doesn't mean that you're a doormat, as you can hear. You know, with Sam, I said, you know, you're right, welcome on your forehead, and she steps on your face. Who's the bad guy? You know, that you don't have to be a patsy. That there do need to be limits set. But limits don't necessarily have to be, don't have to be physical. They don't have to be, you know, if you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to smack you. Because what do you think that tells the kid when, in terms of conflict resolution, or, you know, when somebody displeases them?
Right, I mean, you know, it tells them to fight.
Violence is okay, and it's not. Okay, keep going.
Then we have a listener who says, discipline while communicating love for the child in action, as well as in words, rather than using words or actions to communicate anger, annoyance, vengeance, a parent's self-interest, or coming across as an authority figure out of control.
I agree. I think out of control is the issue here. I think you just have to be a little careful about saying, I'm only doing this because I love you.
Yeah.
Because that... I actually walked off. Do you remember when Geraldo had his show?
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you, of all the people, Geraldo was by far and away the smartest. And I did everybody's show. He played that audience like, you know, like a Stradivarius. But at one point, he had me on. And he told me, because I'd known him for years, and he said, I want you to come on and talk about the link between love and violence and why it's so destructive, which I thought was a really good idea. You know, because there is one. I mean, you know, smacking a kid and saying, I'm only doing this because I love you, firmly establishes in a very young mind that love is about hitting you. And when you talk with perpetrators of domestic violence, they will say, I'm only doing this because I love you, or I love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that you sort of set that up really early. So I go on the show, and I'm on a panel, of course, and he has... this woman come up in front of a man, and they're doing D&B, dominance and bondage. And I walked off the show. I said, when domestic violence is the number two killer of women under the age of 40, I refuse to play this. That in any way that hitting somebody is, and having safe words.
Yeah.
I mean, what you want to do in your own life, and your own sex life is up to you. But to put it on a national show... when domestic violence is such an issue that it's giving people permission to smack somebody around, I will not be a part of it. And I walked off, which is really not considered particularly civilized behavior. But I tried to negotiate. I said, you know, I don't think this is right. And I walked off. And a police officer in the first row said, she's right. You know, that he was a cop. And he said, you know, it's the domestic violence is one of the major, first of all, cops hate it because they're just as likely to get hurt by whomever, by the victim as by the perpetrator.
Probably some of their most tense situations, I would imagine. You know, I mean, whenever they're, like you say, whenever there's a love involved or, you know, strong feelings, that's where you're going to end up in the most trouble, I think.
Yep.
So yeah, I'd be real scared. You know, I think I'd rather go bust up a drug house if I was a cop than enter a domestic dispute, to be honest with you.
Well, and I've done it a couple of times. I've told this story before. But I'm kind of an idiot. I mean, I sort of have this notion that I really can. At one point they were teaching me self-defense. I think because they figured that I could talk anybody out of anything, and therefore it was really stupid that I was going to, you know, someone was going to come after me with a gun, and I'm saying, I don't think you really want to do this. And they said, no, maybe we should teach you some self-defense. But there was a number of cases on when I had the TV program, they literally assigned two of the security people to drag me out of the middle because my impulse when two people are about to go at it is to get between them and say, guys, this isn't what you want to do.
Yeah.
And of course, that's not what daytime television is about, which is alarming enough in itself.
Isn't it? Yeah.
But there was a woman a very large woman. And this was in a village about maybe 3 years ago at an ATM. And she was yelling at her kid, who was maybe 10, maybe not quite that old. And there was getting to be kind of a group of people around her, you know, kind of a mob. And you could tell people had their cell phones out. They were taking pictures. They were going to call the cops. And I thought, this is going to be a disaster, because if the cops come, first of all, the cops may or may not come. If this kid is taken away from his mom, foster care system is not really to be, it's not anybody's first choice. Third of all, if they don't take the kid away, that kid's going to get the daylights beat out of him when he gets home. And I could just see that it was escalating to the point that it was going to be a disaster. So Goody Two Shoes here goes up, and I stand in the woman's space. Now, she probably outweighed me by about at least a couple hundred pounds. She was that small.
Wow.
And I just said very calmly, because it wasn't even that I was trying to be a good guy. It's that you could see that this was just going to, it was going to be a mess.
Erupt. Yeah, sure.
And to sort of let that continue like that. I mean, I've also gone up to people who were smacking their kid in the store and said, why don't we just talk about this for a minute? I know that kids can. And that's basically what I did to her. I stood in her space and I said, may I help you? And she said, she just ignored me for a minute. I kept saying very calmly, may I help you? And she finally said, what do you want? And I said, you know, I think kids can be really irritating, but, you know, this is a kid and he's tired and it looks like you're having a tough day. What can I do to help you? Can I buy you a soda? You know? And she finally sort of, I mean, she wasn't thrilled with me. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, gee, you're such a nice person.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I thought at one point she was going to clock me. I really did. And I thought, well, hopefully not. And she didn't. She didn't. And I can move relatively quickly. I'm not a martyr. I didn't want to be clocked.
Right.
But to just talk her off the ledge. And I figure, you know, that's what part of my training is.
Yeah.
And if you can't use it at a time that actually makes some sense, why did you spend all that time in school? And why did somebody spend all that time trying to teach you this?
Yeah, good point.
And, I mean, I don't know. And I said, look, here's this phone number you can call 24/7 to get some help. Why don't we just sort of walk you over and get you guys a Coke? And she wanted anything to do with me, so which I kind of understood. I mean, I'm not sure I would have wanted to have much to do with me either, but at least it avoided what was clearly going to be a disaster. So I think all of you can do it, that you can go up to somebody who's yelling at their child. And again, I am not one of those people who equates yelling and hitting. You know, I think yelling at your kid is a nice thing to do? No, it's not. But it's different than taking a switch to somebody. You're not going to kill anybody by yelling at them. And please don't misunderstand me. I don't think yelling at a kid is a good thing to do either, because kids trust us and they love us and kids want to please you. There are better ways of doing it. And again, I think Barbara's point of, you know, an authority figure who's out of control is truly scary. And think about, back to your rearing that with your parents, that hopefully your parents were wise and kind and seldom lost their temper at all. But if they didn't, they were truly scary. And, you know, admitting that you made a mistake was just not a possibility, because you knew you'd get whacked. So I think we really need to rethink that whole issue of discipline and punishment and boundaries. Please don't misunderstand me. We need to have all of those things, that kids are unsocialized little animals, as were we. So that's why they're assigned adults. But I think the adults have to have more self-control than the kid. Or what is the point? You know, what are we doing except passing on the impulse and the genetic material to hurt each other? As a species, I'd like to think that we could kind of move beyond that, or at least attempt to move beyond it.
Don't you think, too, that as adults, we kind of forget what it, you know, getting back to what you were saying, kind of what it was like to be a child. And I think we a lot of times expect kids to be little adults.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's a mistake. They're not little adults, and it takes a while. I mean, you know, the human beings have one of the longest dependency periods of any of the species, and the idea is that we teach them better than we learned. Let's hear it for Chris Carter, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
2 little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stress we inflict upon it, thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, let us finish up in the last several minutes of the program discipline so we can let it go and get on with our lives and be great parents and grateful children and a less violent society. she said, batting her baby blue eyes. Yeah, right. And the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. All right, here we go.
All right, so the next comment we have here is, physical punishments equal lazy parenting. And I kind of agree with that personally.
Well, you know, I think it's not only lazy, although I think it's just doing what was done to us. Which, you know, if you can look back at your parenting as how you were parented and thinking, wow, that's exactly how I want to do it, that's one thing. But most of us look back and go, I don't know.
A little differently.
You know, I wish.
Yeah.
And when you remember your father, your mother, it's quite often one of two things. It's when something was really unfair and you got punished. And that's what you took forward into adulthood, which is not exactly the point of parenting, to feel that your parent is a despot or a tyrant.
Right.
Or something that was completely out of character that was really fun and gentle, and that's what you remember. But I think as parents, what we want going forward for our kids is more of the latter and fewer of the former. That we really want them to feel that here is the model for how to raise a happy child and a confident child and a well-adjusted child and a child who understands responsibility, who takes responsibility for their behavior. We don't want little thugs and we don't want little brats. That doesn't do us or the kids or our society any good. But the question is, how do you do it? And that's why we've spent so long on this topic of giving you different ways to think about your parenting, different ways of thinking about holding your child responsible for their behavior, different ways of dealing from a position of gentleness and firmness as opposed to just plain anger. She said, batting her baby blue eyes again. Her baby blue bloodshot eyes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so we just want you guys. We're just both, Shane and I, are whining.
Yeah, feel bad for us.
We want you to really. Yeah, we're whining. We really want you to feel like, geez, how cool are those people too? First of all, they didn't breathe on us, so we didn't get whatever they had. Because you know that's that whole thing about people coming into work when they're sick and getting everybody else sick. Yeah, we didn't do
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
we were good.
We were good, and we kept the whining at a minimum, and hopefully we didn't sound like we were about to be taken to the hospital.
Yeah, right.
We are whining. All right, no more whining. And we're both going to be so healthy tomorrow. It's going to be embarrassing.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do it. Right. We'll do it. All right. If we can just make it through, right?
Yeah, truly. All right. So what else you got?
Chris says, take away belongings, kind of what I was getting at yesterday. Limit comings and goings. So many options besides hitting them.
Yeah, yeah. And again, saying to your kid, what do you think is an appropriate punishment?
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, and by doing that, I mean, the whole point of punishment isn't to catch your kids doing something wrong.
Yep.
It's to catch your kids doing something right and understanding consequence. So punishing your kid after the fact, unless it acts as a deterrent, and fear, as we know, ask anybody in advertising, fear is a short-term emotion. I mean, think about when you're on a plane and you're gripping the armrest.
Mm-hmm.
That after a while it dissipates.
Passes,
that fear doesn't work for it's a short term response. So that your kid may be fearful at that moment. When you say, "Well, let's come out to the woodshed." I mean, what does that mean? I'm gonna hurt you. You know, I'm your parent, and I'm only doing this because I love you. That seems to me to be literally whacked, that it doesn't make any emotional or logical sense. And think about how you felt when your parent did it to you. It didn't engender responsibility. It engendered fear as opposed, and shame, again, is a short-term emotion. What you want is responsibility, the sense of consequence. And so by saying to your kid, okay, what did you do? What do you think is an appropriate punishment? And again, my whole thing is, if you're not sure the kid did it, accusing them or asking if they did it, it's a waste of time. Because kids are going to lie about it.
Yeah.
And then you're into that, well, not only did you do it, but you lied to me. What? I'm going to say, yeah, I did it so I can be punished. You know, if there's any shot at getting away with it, I'm going to try it. Which is human. That doesn't mean you've given birth to, you know, the Antichrist. It doesn't mean that you've raised this horrible child. It means that your child is a human being just as you are. I mean, how many times have you called somebody up and you said, "Oh, I woke you up, didn't you?" No, I was, I was awake. And you know they weren't.
Yep.
How many times have you called in, except us, sick to say, you know, when you weren't? we're sick and we didn't call in, so maybe that's a lie as well. But the point being that figure out, as Shane says, that there's no reason to have amnesia about your childhood, because how you were treated is really a hallmark of how you can treat your kids, how you can go forward, better ways of doing it, understanding behavior. And the whole point about parenting is not to catch your kids doing something wrong. It's to help your children understand consequence. You've got a call there.
Yeah, I'll grab
that. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. And just, look, if nothing else, hopefully today's program and the headline for the last couple of days have gotten you to think about your parenting a little more carefully. And as Chris Carter said, you know, that my mom did the best she could with, you know, but she was wrong. And I've learned a lot from that, and I will never do to my kids what she did to me. And there, which isn't to say that we sort of fuss at the last generation, but almost without exception, unless you intervene, you're going to do the same thing to your kids that was done to you. And your parents will do the same thing to you that was done to them. And if it was benign and loving and effective, that's one thing. If it wasn't, you better learn something else, and you better learn it quickly, because there is that tendency to do what we know. You know, it's called regression to an earlier form of behavior, especially when we're angry. And almost all disciplining has to do with anger, right? So, hopefully, we can now leave this in our dust. Do we have any more of those that we want to do?
Yeah, this one I really wanted to touch on. Okay. Like this. When younger, our oldest boy hated timeouts, so that worked great. Our youngest boy's anger escalated when he was in timeout, so I found that having him wash the floor worked out great to burn off the attitude. What do you think about chores?
I do. I'm a great fan of chores. I'm a great fan of allowances, because I think it's a way for kids to have their own
motivation.
And it sets up the model for, is it worth it to me to buy this, as opposed to mom and dad being your own ATM. So I'm a great fan. Although I do think that there are some things that kids should do as just being part of the household.
I agree.
I also do not think that kids should have to make their bed every day. That's why doors were invented.
that's right.
But, you know, I think kids need to feel that their room is their private place, and they can't eat food in there because you don't want varmints. And the door, my kid, when somebody was coming over, I mean, I can remember saying, if I can't get in there, I'm not tucking you in at night. So she would make a path. But when her friends came over, all of a sudden her room was clean. So, and I figured, I didn't care if she kept her room clean. I cared that she knew how to clean her room. And those are different issues. So, all right, folks, 855-99-DR-JOY. Do not give up on the podcast. They are there. It's just a little different, but just wander through it. Shane has put up some new instructions, so you'll be able to do it, and you can do it. I have great faith in you. And if not, you can call us, and Shane will walk you through it.
Download the podcast right now.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.